These days, every day is April 1st. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yes, thanks to the web, it's April Fool's year-round. My favorite is theonion.com. Today's headline, U.S. government to save billions by cutting wasteful senator program. Established in 1789, the once promising senator program has reportedly failed to contribute to the governing of the nation in any significant way since 1964. And this one, racial slurs, not keeping pace with mixed-race births, nation's bigots report. Dateline Washington, a rise in the birth rate of mixed-race Americans has left millions of confused racists with absolutely nothing prejudiced to say when confronted by a person of complex background. Rich guy feeling left out of recession. Dateline Wilton, Connecticut, it's just not fair, said the 49-year-old real estate developer. Everyone's worrying about an uncertain future, and I don't get to be a part of it. Which brings me to the problem with fake news today. Much of it seems way too plausible.
The White House is scrambling to do damage control after the president was caught lip-syncing a speech at the University of Michigan yesterday.
It's like he's just gotten too big, and this just shows that.
Look, there are lots of world leaders who do this sort of thing. He recorded that vocal track. It's him everyone was hearing.
See, I know it's a joke, but that would explain that speech yesterday about drilling for oil. Wrong tape. As John Boehner actually said on the floor of the House,
it's not too late to begin to restore the bonds of trust with our nation and return comedy to this institution.
I don't know. I think you guys are pretty funny already. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.